Hey!
Welcome to the Year Late Podcast, episode number 39. Today on the show, we have a little dilemma.
We talk about marketing.
Yeah.
And bodily functions.
Yeah, we also talk about drinking alone.
And Ner the Twain.
And Hulu. Hulu's a great fucking thing. Give us some money. if you have any questions, comments, concerns, email us at yourlatepodcast@gmail.com.
And also look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/yourlatepodcast and on Twitter at @your_late.
39 episodes.
We did it.
We've done it. We're doing it right now. We also really have to attend to business. You'll hear about it later. So we're going to let you go and listen to the episode. And yeah, that's it.
And keep an eye out for some possible South Bear dates in the near future.
Yes.
It's getting it back together.
Ooh.
Yeah, but enjoy.
Laughcast.com presents.
I don't know. We had to go find everybody's cars this morning, and Meg's friend's car got towed last night because it was parked somewhere for Super Sunday.
Oh, no way.
Where it should not have been.
That's right. Today was Super Sunday.
Yeah. So maybe you'll see you guys out there.
Yeah. Well, I guess when this airs, it won't.
We'll have seen you guys out there.
Yeah. A while ago.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, a week ago.
Maybe a month ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm tired.
Me too. Were you guys just talking about REM sleep?
Yeah, okay. So, we were talking about getting a full night's sleep. He said, like, he had trouble waking up this morning. He was... This is Scamuffa.
Yeah, yeah.
He said that when he drinks, you know, it's like he was in, like, a drunken stupor this morning and...
Yep.
Had to get woken up and rushed to get everything ready for us, which is very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
I was saying that when I drink, I don't drink often... When I drink, like, I prefer Dos Equis.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
No, but when I drink, I wake up early.
Like, yeah.
I woke up, my eyes opened at 8:30, and I was, like, ready for the day to start. Yeah. I don't even wake up that early for work.
Yeah.
That's a problem. But it's also, like, we're talking about, like, the kind of sleep you get. Mm. And I was saying that, like, I read somewhere that it said if you drink all night, you're not going to get, a decent night's sleep.
No.
It's going to be, like, you're going to wake up a lot. And, yeah, I think that's what happened.
That happened to me on Friday.
We were
drinking at a friend's house, and I woke up I had to take a nap yesterday afternoon before I could go back out again.
Really?
Yeah. Because I had the worst night's sleep of my life.
No kidding. From drinking?
Yeah, and I always get, like, especially if I drink a lot, I always feel that, like, I wake up feeling, like, hollow.
Yeah. Well, you do sleep in that room full of nightmares.
So, yeah, it's terrifying.
That could also...
I'll do something about that.
Well, yeah, like, I was saying, like, yeah, I'll just, if I drink coffee, like, I'll drink coffee. I drank coffee late last night, and, like, if I didn't drink anything, any alcohol, I'd have trouble waking up for 11 o'clock in the morning. But because I drank by myself alone in my living room, we can get into that.
All right.
Yeah, because I did that, I woke up at 8:30 and then again at 9:30. But I was, like, ready to start the day.
Yeah.
Reluctantly, but, you know. Yeah, it was, like, I don't know. I don't understand that.
I always do find myself waking up earlier. Actually, this morning I woke up at like 6 o'clock.
Yeah?
Yeah.
6 o'clock in the morning?
But I went back to sleep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't stay
awake. Until 11 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Until about 10:30 I stayed asleep.
But, yeah.
But not. Well, I'll wake up every half hour, 45 minutes, and then it's like, eh. But the weird thing is, like, I'll feel like shit while I'm still laying down as soon as I stand up. And I'm like, woohoo!
Yeah.
Let's go do stuff.
Yeah, like, I was ready to move once I stood up.
Until I sit back down again, I'm like, nope.
Yeah. Yeah, like, right now my eyelids are so heavy.
You're getting sleepy. Jake, your eyes are closed. Wake up!
Ah, grab a brush and put a little makeup. Okay. I slept with the window open last night, which is why I sound like this.
Yeah.
Don't you hate that? Yep. Especially in this weather. It's like, oh, it's a nice night out. I'll keep the window
and
open.
And I can't breathe.
Yeah, and now, yeah.
Yeah, I woke up, my throat was dry. I'm like,
it's horrible. The worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst feeling when you feel like the soreness of your throat. In that morning when you wake up and you're like, your mouth's just agape and you're just like, fuck.
Yeah. One nostril's clogged.
You try to swallow and it hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we were talking about this morning, like it's your throat's so dry that when you go to drink water, it burns.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a fun feeling.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll just never sleep with the window open again.
Goodbye, nature.
But seriously, what, like, how did people get by?
I know,
years
when
ago?
They had no respite.
Could you imagine they wake up, they're like, oh, my throat hurts. It's
like, go yeah, kill, well, now go kill a lion.
Yeah. There were lions around here?
Sure. weren't there?
It's been 100 years since the Titanic.
Probably today?
Like, no, it's been like 100.
It's been.
Was that 1912? Or was
I think that was 1912.
Or 1915. It's one of those. I think it was 1912, April 15th.
Yeah.
April 16th.
Yeah.
So we're right at the anniversary of 104.
Right.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
Congratulations, Titanic.
You really did it.
Yeah.
Did you see that there was a Titanic
making
2?
Making it this far. No, was there really?
Yeah, well, I think it was like straight to DVD, but I just saw a cover for it somewhere recently. I was like, what the fuck? Like, they brought it back, and then it sunk again.
Yeah.
Like, what could that be about?
That's funny you say that. I was just thinking, or I just saw something on Twitter. It was Peter Mayhew, the guy who played Chewbacca.
Yeah.
He apparently released the original Star Wars script where Obi-Wan Kenobi lives.
Oh, really?
Spoiler alert. yeah. Could you imagine what that series would have been like if he lived?
Well, you know what? 30 years from now when they decide to reboot Star Wars like they do everything else.
Yeah. Or if it's like the Spider-Man franchise every 3 years.
Yeah.
I thought that was very interesting.
That's pretty cool.
We're both opening our coffees.
What happened? Did he get?
Oh, I don't know. I just read a headline.
Oh, okay. Because I'm kind of curious now. Like, he just spoils the whole movie. He's like, oh, by the way, he's your father. The end.
Yeah, he just ruins it the whole time. Well, then, if you think about it, like, how many times does Obi-Wan do, like, a voiceover in A New Hope?
Oh, yeah.
Use the force.
Trust your instincts.
Yes. So, and if those lines were probably accidentally left in from when he was still there. He was just like a nagging old man.
What'd you hear? You heard about what they did for...
Go outside.
For that flashback sequence in Force Awakens, did you hear about what they did for his voice in that, Al Guinness?
No.
They put together a line. Or it's like, these are... Or no, well, Ewan McGregor is in there, and then they have Alec Guinness.
Uh-huh.
But they, like... cut pieces of dialogue from the original movies to make a sentence.
That sucks.
Yeah. Well, Alec Guinness is no longer with us.
Wait, what?
Isn't, right? He's dead.
Oh, shit.
I think.
That sucks.
And apparently he hated being Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Did he really?
Was I any younger when you taught me?
He hated it, huh?
That's what I heard. I don't know. I hear things. They're not substantiated, but I hear them.
You hear them.
They might not be from people either. It could just be like in my head. Like I heard that Alec Guinness hated that movie.
You just make manufacturing. Yeah,
That's just me talking to myself in the middle of my bedroom.
Yeah. hey, did you hear this? That's funny. We rented it the other day. I know you originally weren't a big fan.
I bought it.
Did you buy it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still angry with it?
No. I watched it a second time, and I wasn't as critical of it.
Well, you're like, okay.
Yeah, there are some things that I still don't like about it, but I enjoy it. It's a good movie.
It's like a second time around, I was like, okay.
It's not a great Star Wars movie, but it's a good movie.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
I was watching it with Shell, and, she said she did the funniest thing. She said the funniest thing to me. There's a scene where a somebody important dies.
Yeah. At this point, everyone knows.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. And when that happens, like, everybody's like standing like far away, Like, there's two people up top that are good guys and the bad guys in the middle. Yeah. So she said, like, when that happened, then, like, the whole place started, the Star Killer base started crumbling.
Yeah.
And they just, like, looked at each other from, like, afar, and they just, like, gave each other, like, the fuck you kind of. She said, how funny would it have been if they just, like, flipped each other off? Like, that would have been so real if that happened, right? Like, if they're like, and then they're like, fuck me, fuck you.
Yeah, or if Joey just went, instead of saying, he just went, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I thought that was so funny. I was like, that's pretty great. I was thinking about that for, like, other movies, too, like Titanic.
It'd be like when they killed Doc in Back to the Future, and Marty's like, no, you bastard!
Yeah.
Fuck you!
Yeah, I was saying, man, movies need more middle fingers. Yeah. It's real. It's a real, yeah. The character feels good. It may not look all that appealing from, like, an outside perspective, but it's very gratifying. Very cathartic.
Yeah. It does feel good to flip people off sometimes.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my big rant.
Yeah, like, they didn't. It's really stupid that this bothers me, but you know how, like, in all the Star Wars films, like, usually when they transition from scene to scene, it'll do, like, a side wipe or a diagonal wipe?
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't a single one of those in all of Force Awakens. I noticed that watching it the other day.
I thought there was.
I didn't notice one.
I think there was.
But it bothered the shit out of me.
In the beginning, I think there was.
Okay, maybe in the beginning.
Like, when they're in the desert and stuff like that.
Okay. But I,
when,
like,
they're in the desert.
When I started looking for it, I didn't see any, and I'm like, what the fuck? This doesn't feel like Star Wars to me, because there's no side wipes.
Well, apparently they're making, like, a prequel now. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's,
what's going on? Like, I don't, can you explain that to me?
Rogue One. It's about how they got the plans for the Death Star. Like, how they stole the plans to destroy the Death Star.
Is that the next movie coming out?
Yeah. So, yeah, it's coming out in December. Donnie Yen's in it.
Who?
Kung Fu Master Donnie Yen.
Okay.
He was Ip Man.
I don't understand. So what's going on? Well, The Force Awakens. When are they, what's going on with that? When are they going to do that?
Well, next year is going to be Episode 8 after that.
So they're doing a prequel this year?
They're Marvelizing the movies. So this year is going to be a Star Wars spinoff.
And that's 2016.
And then 2017 will be Episode 8.
Oh, come on.
2018 will be another spinoff, I think the Han Solo movie or something. Then 2019 will be Episode 9.
And J.J. Abrams isn't on any
of those. No, he already signed off on, like, he's not doing Episode 8. But apparently he's really bummed out after he read the script.
Yeah.
But whatever. No more lens flare.
Yeah, right? Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Yeah. He's like, I promise there won't be any in this movie. And then, like, the first battle scene is all lens flare from the blasters.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's pretty awesome, though. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good movie.
You know what? I just watched, hang on. I'm dying.
Real Monsters? Watched that, Real Monsters?
We got the free trial of Hulu. This episode is sponsored by Hulu. No, we got the free trial of Hulu.
Oh, that'd be so sweet if they heard this. Yeah, like, right? Here, have free Hulu.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Not going to happen.
No.
We watched 11/22/63.
I don't know what that is. Is that your combination?
It's J.J. Abrams and James Franco. It's a Stephen King story about traveling back in time to stop the assassination of JFK.
Really?
Yeah, that's the date, 11/22/63.
No, I didn't know that.
And I know it because it's my dad's birthday, but, like, he was, like, 5 when that happened.
Oh, really?
But, yeah. He still doesn't have an alibi. I've talked to him several times.
Hey, where were you?
Yeah. He said, I can't remember. You fucking baby.
Just picture your dad with, like, a 22.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. it's a movie about that. It's really, or it's a show. It felt like a movie because I binge watched it. It's 8 episodes. Okay. It's one and done.
And it's only on Hulu?
Yeah, it's only on Hulu, but it was really good, man. It's totally worth the free trial just to watch that.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of good stuff on there. It's like Netflix for TV.
Do they have Community on there now?
Yeah, Community.
That might be a reason
1 through 5
to get it. Oh, they don't have 6?
No.
That's on Yahoo, right?
That's on Yahoo. Well, kind of. I don't know if it's still on there because you heard that Community, like, bankrupted Yahoo, right?
Yeah.
Their venture into digital media. I don't know what
else. Well, they did a shitty job promoting it.
Yeah.
But.
I don't know. We started to watch Community last night because it's on there.
Yeah.
And we turned it off after, like, in that two episodes.
The first season wasn't great.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, huh, okay, and this is what I liked?
Yeah, I know, right?
I was like, I feel like I've seen all the TV since then.
And it's gotten so much better.
But, like, on Hulu, they have all of Seinfeld from the beginning. I mean, granted, you just watch TBS.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think it's cool to watch it in a linear fashion.
Yeah, I was never a big Seinfeld fan.
Yeah.
But, like, I'll watch it if it's on, but I don't go looking for it.
It's one of those things, like, you can't... I noticed with me, it's like you can't really, like, play on your phone and watch it because, like, there's so many, like, quick jokes about other parts of the story.
It's all, like, callbacks and...
Yeah. So it's like if you're like, this isn't funny, it's like, well, because you were on your phone half the time.
And you walked in minute 15 of the show.
Yeah. And then what else is on there? Mary Tyler Moore, Dick Van Dyke. I Love Lucy.
Dick Van Dyke, that was a great show.
That was a great show. It was on Netflix for a while. I don't know if it still
is. Yeah, it's not. I actually started watching it when it was on Netflix.
Yeah, I was like halfway through season two, and then it went off Netflix. But I kind of slowed down on it. But that first season is amazing. It's almost like 50 episodes.
Yeah.
And it's such a great show.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
My favorite show is going to be off of Netflix in the next couple weeks.
What show is that? Archer?
I can't do this on my own. Scrubs.
Scrubs is going to go off?
Yeah, May 2nd. It's
what
off.
What the hell?
I know. So I'm binge watching it right now again for like the 10th time so I can watch it again. Like,
why are they taking it off?
I don't know. I have no idea. It's been on there for like since Netflix opened.
Yeah.
And now it's going to be gone forever. And by forever, probably for like 4 months and then they'll bring it back again like they do everything else.
Do they do that?
Yeah.
A lot of recurring?
Yeah. They'll take shows off and movies off, and then they'll bring them back.
Well, it costs money for the license, and I think Netflix is starting to spend more and more on creating original content.
Right.
And, I don't know. I think they're going to end up losing a lot of people to places like Hulu and stuff, because, like, Netflix started out as basically just your video rental service.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they could afford to spend the money to get all the good movies. But now with like somebody like Redbox, who has the movies 5 weeks after they come out.
Right.
I guess maybe that hurts. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really know either.
I don't know how the business model works.
Yeah, because they only get like, it seems like they only get certain kinds of movies.
Yeah.
Or like certain parts of like networks. Like they don't get all of network shows. Like they'll get like certain FX shows, but they won't get all of the FX shows.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how that works. Like, do you have a contract with their...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's on a show-by-show basis. I know, like, for instance, like Comedy Central, none of their content...
Right, because they lost the contract with Viacom or whatever, right? This is riveting.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, listening. I'm like, man, this is, like, this is talk radio.
yes, it is.
And the fact that we're both not feeling good and just like we're trying, everyone.
Yeah,
we're doing our best.
Viacom, you guys get that out there?
Yeah. No, you know what did happen this week though. Well, I guess last week by the time this airs, the Ed Bassmaster show premiered on CMT.
I didn't even know that was a thing. I heard about that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Is it?
I haven't seen it. It's awesome.
Certainly great.
I'm sure it's awesome because if you've ever seen Ed Bassmaster's YouTube videos,
well, by the time people hear this, you'll have seen it probably.
Yeah, and I mean he has hundreds of hours worth of pranks and stuff on his YouTube channel / Ed Bassmaster. I guess I think that's what it is. And so I was so excited to watch it. I like was gonna set my DVR, and I forgot to set it. So then I went on demand to watch it. I don't have fucking CMT.
Oh, no?
No.
It's on CMT?
Yeah.
The
country music
television.
Oh. Channel.
Channel.
Damn.
Channel.
CMT.
CNT. CUNT.
Nose drama. CMT. Okay. All right.
What's the premise
on.
Of a show? Is it just like sketches? Is it like
his... It's like his... Yeah, it's a... from what I gather, it's just like a collection of the stuff he does on his YouTube.
They did the same thing with those Dude Perfect guys too. They have a show on CMT now.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably how everything happened.
Yeah.
I don't know who the Dude Perfect guys are.
Well, like they're those guys who do all like the trick basketball shots and stuff. Well, like they're just starting a new show, so they must be like just going on YouTube and just being like
that. Yeah. That, yeah.
People like this, cart. This, and this. Yep. Yeah, cause they're the guys like they'll stand on the other side of a football field and throw a basketball into a hoop. And like,
do they really do it?
Yeah, they do, but it takes them like 8 million tries, I think. Like but they have to keep reacting like they're like, all right, this is called the super duper pooper shot, and miss. Oh, this is called the super duper pooper shot, and miss.
Dude, oh my god, I would hate that.
I know, right?
I would fucking hate that.
By the third time, you're like, fuck this.
You would throw it in, make it. I'm so fucking sick of this. Storm off.
But they're making...
You throw your lavalier mic, but it lands into the trash can perfectly. Yeah, God, yeah. Did somebody get that? Should we do it again? I'm so fucking sick of this. God damn it. They just keep missing.
Imagine if that was like your curse. Like everything you threw landed into some kind of bucket or something like that.
That would be the coolest curse.
But like by the time you're like 60 years old and you're just like trying to throw shit on the ground and it ends up going into like somebody's cup, like what the fuck?
Yeah, like I'm trying to think. What could you do? Like your diaper. I don't know.
No. It was like you try to like throw a pen on the ground in anger and it lands perfectly in like that cup. Right,
you're trying to like throw away rat poison so your grandkids don't get it. You're like, no, mouth. No.
Yeah. It goes into someone's mouth.
Yeah.
I killed it.
It would be perfect.
Dude, perfect.
The perfect crime.
Yeah. I have this problem.
Your Honor, my client has a condition.
Allow me to demonstrate.
Yeah.
He's like, throw the gavel at his head.
And then, the fucking judge is like, what? Whoa, cool. And he just starts handing him things like, here, try my robe.
Throw this.
Yeah. How about this? That would be such a cool. I'm like just fantasizing in my head of all the cool shit.
That you could just throw?
Yeah.
So you throw a light bulb in the air and it perfectly screws into the hi-hat?
Whoa. The thing's called a hi-hat?
Yeah.
Look at that.
You learned stuff. Now we're going to move to our home building, home rebuilding portion.
DIY. What did I do myself this weekend?
What did you do to yourself?
Besides drinking alone, I cut the grass last night, which I also think agitated.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, that's right. I said last night. It was... 11:45 p.m. Like, how do you feel like that, neighbors? I have a weed whacker, right? I've had one for like a year, and it's got mix in it, and I have never used it. And I think it's missing a button. I think it's missing the starter.
Like a primer?
The pump button.
Primer?
What?
It's called a primer.
I thought that was paint.
No, it's called like
the little bloop, bloop, yeah. Bloop, like
it
you're
sucks all
nipple.
The fuel into yes. The boobie. Yeah,
can you get those replaced?
Yeah,
oh, okay,
it's very easy. You just have to buy a new primer.
Calm down. Yeah, I haven't used it in the year that I've had it because I can't figure out how to start it. And there's directions on the fucking rod. I'm just like, I'm not reading all that. That's too much. Like they put a book on the 3-inch rod.
It's
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I can put a book on my 3-inch rod.
The Odyssey.
That's a heavy book.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so I haven't used it and I need to use the weed whacker. I'm starting to get frustrated.
Yeah.
You know what I want to get? I've been looking for it's just my Amazon wish list now. looking for one of those storage bins for outside. Like one of those like little bench ones.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't
yeah.
need to be a bench, just like a chest where I can put the seats from the patio set.
Sure, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But they're like $80.
Aren't they really?
Yeah, they're like somewhere $80 and I've got six things, cushions.
Six things. I've got six of those things just, you sit on.
Yeah, you know those things. So I don't know if they'll all fit. And I don't want something too big on my deck. But I just want something that I could be like, Michelle, why didn't you put those away? You knew it was going to rain. That's what I want to do.
Yep, that's it. Something something to nag about.
Yeah, something, just one more thing to nag about. We cleaned a closet yesterday.
Ooh.
Took 2.5 hours.
How big was the closet?
It's the one that I want to make the bathroom.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because we just shoved everything in there.
Right.
So
right.
Now it's like pretty much empty. But then we just reallocated the stuff. We like threw piles in the basement.
Yeah, allocated it, huh?
How we allocated it.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
And then we brought some shit upstairs. That's it. That's all I've got.
Yeah.
See everybody. Just leave.
Mic drop.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why were you drinking by yourself on Saturday?
You know, funny question. Funnier answer. I'm kind of like, you know me, I don't drink often.
Right.
But I romanticize drinking.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'm like, oh, man, it'd be so cool.
Thanks, television.
Yeah, right? You know that thing we all do? So all day long, I'm, like, running around with y'all cleaning the closet and stuff. And then I go to cut the grass. I'm like, man, I should drink some fucking beers. That'd be so cool, right? I'm like, yeah, I should drink some beers. I should just, you know what, fuck, because I was going to go to Helium last night and just hang out. John Lovitz was there, and
oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if I should talk about some of the stuff that happened, but I want to. Yeah, fuck it, we will. All
right.
So I was gonna go up there and hang out, but because the word on the street is that John Lovitz is a total dick.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of drinking.
Yeah. Well, apparently, like, and he does hack jokes. So,
probably doing like the same material he was doing in the 80s.
Yeah. So I decided, you know, I don't want to go up there. I don't want to drive all the way up there, pay for parking.
Right.
And then sit there. I don't have money to pay for beer. I don't have like, I need to conserve my gas.
Right.
I was like, I'll just fucking stay home. I was like, all right. I started watching Seinfeld on Hulu for free. And I'm like, all right, I'll just watch these shows and I'll follow the story structure. When the day comes for me to write my own.
Yeah.
I'll just, like, write my own Seinfeld episode. I mean. Hopefully they buy it from me. So I'm watching that for a little bit. And I'm like, all right, you're not getting anything out of this. Maybe you should start drinking. And this was at 9:45 at this point. And I pulled out 2 Miller Lights, which, did you know Miller Lights expire?
No.
On the bottom of these cans, it said expiration February
22nd,
2015. 2015?
Sorry, 16. All
right. But I still drank them.
That's fine.
Yeah, they're fucking fine. They taste like Miller Lite.
I mean, 15, I would have been a little concerned.
No, but I mean, like, how many times have you, well, you'd never watched Lost, but, like, how many times
do they find expired beer?
No, they find old beer. They find like beer like that's 30 years old, and he opens it up and think, "Oh,
well,
beer."
Yeah, that's actually there was a story I saw not too long ago. A guy found like a 100 something year old beer,
still delicious.
Yeah, and they popped it open.
Great tasting, less filling.
Yeah, they drank it and they said it tasted good.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's this fucking Miller Lite shit that they're selling now. It's like it turns into something.
Does it turn into good beer?
Yeah. Coors Light.
Ugh.
Even worse. So, yeah, there's a fucking expiration date. I'm like, all right, fucking pussies. I'll drink this. And I...
Wait, who are you calling the pussies?
I don't
the
know. Beer?
You expire, you fucking pussies.
Yeah. Like, come on. Anyway. But I thought that's a good idea to, like, have an expiration date on it. Because then, like, it forces... whoever it is to have a party by the expiration date. Well, I got to go through all these beers.
Got to drink all of them now.
So I had those two out. Then I open up the freezer to see what I can have liquor-wise. Linker-wise.
LinkedIn? You have LinkedIn?
Yeah, I got LinkedIn. I endorse a lot of people on Excel. I had orange vodka. Stoli orange vodka. No.
Stolio.
And then I had Fireball that was unopened in the freezer.
That just made me have to poop when you said Fireball.
Fireball?
Yeah.
Well, if I keep saying it, will it keep turtle-heading
it's
like, out?
Yeah, it's getting worse.
Fireball. So the orange vodka The orange vodka, I fucking did one shot of, and I was like, nope, not happening.
Yeah, I'm not a big flavor
so
vodka
I
fan.
So I dumped that one. Because, like, there was only, like, okay. If you're looking, well, you can't. Cause you're
about an inch of a fifth.
About an inch of a bottle. So I took one shot, and I was like, nah, this, we're not hanging on to this anymore. And then I opened the fireball, and I took four shots. And so I had one orange shot, four
Damn.
Fireballs.
You're in a little bro party by yourself.
Yeah. Bro myself. And then I drank the expired beers. I didn't get drunk.
You didn't?
No.
I'm
a fucking tank, dude. Like, I mean...
Well, I guess when they expire, that means the alcohol disappears from the Miller Lite.
Yeah, but what about the fireball?
That's true.
And instead, I just woke up with the fucking feeling of syrup lining my stomach.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah, I feel it at the pit of my stomach. I guess it's the pit. I hear people talk about it all the time. But on the bottom, it's just like, it feels like there's a half pipe.
And there's gross. It's just sloshing back and forth.
Yeah, it's just like sitting there, and it's like
it's got a fresh coat of wax on it.
It's like if you like held it over a flame, so it's not like a thin. It's not liquid now. It's like a gel.
It's congealing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's what Fireball does to me. Like I drank it one time for like a weekend, and then it felt like there was a softball in the center of my stomach.
Yeah, it hurts today.
And then I went home and ate hibachi. Like I ordered down in Ocean City, Maryland. So that then, like that Sunday, my stomach was killing me. Came home, went out to dinner with my dad to hibachi. The second I finished it, I was like screaming because I had to poop so bad.
Dude, yeah, like right now, like I feel like there's my I feel like my stomach's being fisted.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I
was literally on McDade Boulevard, like trying to hold in a poop, and I'm like screaming in my car, going, ah.
Oh,
top
dude.
Of my lungs, I had to pull into Dunkin'
All
Donuts.
All this talking about it is not helping either.
I walked into a Dunkin' Donuts, and I, like pretended to look at the menu, like, excuse me. I just tried to make the bathroom and took a shit.
Is there a code? Is there a code for this door? Yeah.
I think I'll have. I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, 1 second. talking about it is not helping. But what do you call it? This morning I woke up, I was told I wasn't allowed to spend any money because Michelle had all the cash, and I was like, fuck it, I'm spending money. I tried not to spend money. I had like a handful of Honey Nut Cheerios,
mm-hmm.
and then I've been eating from this bag of almonds. This is this plastic bag full of almonds.
Almonds are delicious.
They are delicious, but yeah. Talking about that softball, man, that's all like fiber-rich
Yeah, it's true.
Stuff.
Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah, Honey Nut Cheerios is, like, a laxative.
So, like, my stomach right now is, like, inside is, like, a fucking scream mask of poop waiting to come out.
What's your favorite scary poopy?
Yeah. So then I was like, fuck it. Well, I got your text, and I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'll go to Wawa.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I'll only spend, like, $5. I don't want to spend any more. Got this Perrier.
Oh.
$1.67 for 16.9 ounces. Don't get me started.
Why did you buy it?
Because I like the bubbles. 20-ounce coffee, whatever that costs.
It was free a couple days ago.
It was. Yes. Do I owe you money for that, by the way?
It was free.
It was free? Okay.
Yeah, it was literally
Promise?
Free coffee.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what else did I get? I got cheese sticks. I got two. They're 99 cents a piece at fucking Wawa.
For a cheese stick?
For a cheese stick.
Cheesy dick.
And I said, okay.
That's what you told the guy.
I was like, okay. And then, yeah, and then I got the, you know how they sell the eggs? I was like, well, I've already eaten a handful of Honey Nut Cheerios and almonds. I guess I should be healthy and
might
not
as well get some hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, not get a sizzly and a fucking hash brown what I wanted. I was trying to go healthier. And instead, I still spent $6.75. $6.75, dude. I already like ate half of my breakfast.
Yeah. Well, dude, Wawa's expensive. It's like sneakily expensive.
Yeah.
We were there the other night, and a guy, like, he bought his dinner with food stamps. But
oh,
I was like, if you had food stamps, wouldn't you like try to conserve money instead of paying $8 for a hoagie?
You would think.
That's going to last you one night.
Yeah, you would think.
You pay $8 for like a bunch of different
$8
meats.
You could buy, yeah, like the cheese and the...
Yeah,
for a
week.
Maybe just a turkey, but still.
Yeah, but for a week.
Yeah. Oh, man. The softball in my stomach is batter up.
Speed pitch?
Yes. It feels like a bunch of kids at the batting cage just hitting balls into my stomach.
Ooh. Take a break?
No, I mean, no, I was kidding. Where are we going to go from here?
Where do we go from here? That's what I ask myself every day.
I know what we could talk about.
What's that?
So we, you know, we played some music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That did happen.
We did a little jam sesh.
Yeah, that was nice. That was, it was like cathartic. I actually felt like, I don't know, it just felt good to like jam out.
Yeah. It's funny. So if you don't know by now, we've talked about it a million times. Bubba and I were in a band.
Yes.
Called South Bear. Before that, we were in Shockwave Collective.
And before that, Blue Sun.
Yeah. And before that, no. This keeps going.
And over.
Well, a couple, like last month we played St. Paddy's Day. It was just Bubba and I acoustic. And it was for some extra scratch. And our drummer came out, who we hadn't seen in about a year.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen
him. Yeah, I hadn't really seen him either.
And he's like, yeah, well, let's, you know, if you want to do this, let's get back together. And I was like, all right. And we're like, yeah, yeah. And then after 3 weeks of canceling.
Yeah. We had our first practice.
Yeah. And it was nice, man. It was really nice.
Yeah.
Everything came back quickly. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I forgot how much fun it is to play an instrument.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't allowed to for such a long
time. You weren't allowed.
No, well, I mean, in my previous band.
No, I was gonna say the name, but I didn't. You were in the newspaper with them, weren't you?
Yeah, which is weird because I'm not in that band anymore.
Free publicity.
Yeah, and I was wearing a Blue Sun shirt.
Yeah, free publicity. Yeah, it was nice to jam. Hopefully, we can get some gigs.
Yeah, we should start. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we get some gigs up pretty soon in the next.
Start greasing the old.
Yeah. Call them up, everybody, again.
Yeah.
Hit up Duffers.
Yeah. She hasn't returned my text. Hey, I already messaged her.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
She did answer your text?
She did not.
Oh.
I wonder if she works there still.
Dirty bitch. I'm just kidding. Please hire us.
Yes, please. Yeah, so there you go. If you're looking for anybody to play any parties.
Yeah, exactly.
We're around.
Read my mind.
Yeah.
So to you cheap.
Oh, my God. I'm giving birth. You see me like I'm breaching.
Constantly adjusting. Yeah, I'm. Mine's not as severe, but I have a similar problem. Ah! Oh. Breathe with me. Breathe with me.
I feel like I need to be holding somebody's hand.
You're gonna make it.
Oh my God, it hurts. You're
practicing your Kegel exercises.
It feels like I'm doing a sit up with a fucking grenade. Wrapped in a porcupine. Oh.
Clinch? Unclinch.
Dude. Oh,
clinch?
My God.
Unclinch.
So that's why I don't fucking drink ever.
Because it makes you have to poop.
Yeah, man.
It's not like a good poop either.
No. I already pooped today. Sorry.
No, no, it's fine. Dude, last week, actually, after my cousin's bachelor party, all this past week, I... my stomach has been like I've never really had like bloating problem. Like I fart a lot. Everybody who knows me knows that. But
yeah.
I've never had like bloating problems where like it feels like I've felt like in my upper stomach and my like lower kidneys were just like full of air, and I couldn't poop all week. This is gonna like a like, poopy episode. All right, let's talk about poop.
We're getting there.
Yeah, but and then all of a sudden Friday just like a cleansing happened.
How did you, never mind.
What was it made of?
No, like, did you, like, I don't know how to phrase the question. I don't want to know what it was made of. Did you do anything to lure it out?
No.
Okay.
I, well, I stopped eating like shit food for a couple days, and then.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, there was a purge.
Dude, shit foods are the best though.
Yeah, this went off the rails.
Yeah.
And I apologize.
No, it's fine. I mean, I kind of helped.
Ah, deep breath. Okay, why am I doing this in the fucking microphone?
I think we need to call it.
All right.
I think we, yeah.
Maybe you'll be on time next time.